Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Ish-bosheth had been unceremoniously dispatched in his bed during his noontime siesta. Two brothers, Rechab and Baana, 2 Samuel 4:5, not only killed the man, but beheaded him as well. Quote, "And they brought the head of Ish-bosheth to David at Hebron, and said to the king, 'Here is the head of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul your enemy, who sought your life, and the Lord has avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and his descendants.'" Verse 8. Obviously, they hadn't heard about the unnamed Amalekite, who tried the same approach with David after the death of Saul. Clearly, the man was lying about finishing off Saul after a failed suicide attempt. See 1 verses 6 to 10. But no matter, David had the man executed. "For," he asked incredulously, "how was it you were not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" 2 Samuel 1:14. This case was different, but also very serious. The Amalekite had killed the Lord's anointed. But, David asked, quote, "how much more when wicked men have killed a righteous person in his own house on his bed? Therefore, shall I not now require his blood at your hand and remove you from the earth?" Chapter 4, verse 11. After having the brothers killed and their bodies displayed as a warning at the pool of Hebron, Ish-bosheth's head was buried in Abner's tomb. What grisly days! How inflexible the law! How delighted we are that, quote, "grace and truth came through Jesus Christ," John 1:17. And how challenging the Lord's own words to us, quote, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." Matthew 5, verses 43 to 45.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.